It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Audiences at opening night of the Royal Opera House's new staging of William Tell by Rossini booed and heckled a ballet scene in which a naked woman was assaulted by soldiers. The Italian director Damiano Michelietto's new take on the classic updated the Rossini opera to take place during recent events in the Balkans. It was during the divertissement in the third act that the whole thing, for some members of the audience and possibly for the cast members too, became a total nightmare. Opera critic Rupert Christensen put it this way: the divertissement has about six different sections, and for the first two or three, this poor girl just ran around screaming while men assaulted her. Suddenly, she was starkers, that's British for naked, on a very long table. Then the heckling from the crowd started. There was a lot of booing during that. Then it subsided. Rupert called the scene incredibly inappropriate. Reaction to the scene was so strong that the ROH's director of opera, Casper Holten, released a statement apologizing for any distress caused. Five of the new productions at the Royal Opera House have been heavily booed at Final Curtain, but this is the first time a Royal Opera House production has been heckled during the performance. Classical music is timeless and ageless, even when rendered as a CGI sequence of flashing fluorescent lights in an animation called Bach in Lights by artist Alan Warburton. The animation features the prelude and fugue from Bach's Well-Tempered Clavier, in which hundreds of fluorescent light bulbs are hung in a gallery and parking garage, each one a physical representation of a single note of music's length and pitch. When a note is struck, viewers see its light, shadows, glows, and reflections. People who've seen it say it's both technically astounding and incredibly soothing to watch. Alan's incredible design incorporated many thousands of separate CGI lights, every one of which had to be tailored to the precise duration of the note strikes. The lights turn on and off in time with the music. Each frame took 15 minutes to render because of the thousands of calculations involved in activating each light, as well as the shadows, glows, and reflections required to make the scene look truly lifelike. You can see video of the animation on their website, www.sinfinimusic.com. That's sinfinimusic.com. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix in HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.